Hey, Chris Johnson here. I am a fucking delightful combination right now of fucking apathy and agitation. I'm just fucking infuriated while at the same time not fucking caring about anything. Those two things should be mutually exclusive, but I'm fucking pulling it off. I'm a ball of fucking irritation. It's the fucking holiday season, my favorite time of year, but, you know, shit kind of fucking sucks. My cat died a couple weeks ago. I'm still fucking a mess because of this. Fucking stumbling around my apartment all by myself. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I lost Simon in January, Finley in December. Those aren't good bookends. Yes, they were old, but losing both my cats in 2023, not good bookends of the fucking year. That fucking blows. I'm depressed. I stare at the wall all the fucking time. I just fucking murder time. You know, I sit around, I massacre the fucking afternoon. I'm like, what the fuck did I do for the last 5 fucking hours? I don't know. I have no idea. I got a fucking hockey game on to my left, and the Sabres are down 5-1 of the dog shit Columbus Blue Jackets. This fucking team sucks. They fucking suck. Why are they so fucking bad? Jesus fucking Christ. This fucking team has been a sewer for a fucking decade. Last year, they started playing well, at least offensively. All the young guys start playing better. You're like, motherfucker, they're finally fucking building here. They missed the playoffs by a fucking point last year. You come into the year fucking excited. Even last year when they fucking lose, at least they were fucking exciting. They were an exciting fucking team. Are you fucking shitting me? It's fucking 6-1 now. Fuck. God fucking damn it. Dude, I don't know why the fuck it's on. It's just bothering me. The fact that it's on just fucking bothers me. Why the fuck am I watching this? This is fucking horrible. Like last year, they were fucking entertaining. It was exciting. They'd fucking score 6 goals. Maybe they'd give up 7, but it'd be fucking fun. This team isn't fucking fun. They're fucking boring. They suck and they're fucking boring. That is a fucking lethal combination. Why the fuck would anybody pay to watch this fucking shit? I don't know where the remote is. I can't turn it off. I don't know where the fucking remote is. God damn it. My job is fucking stressing me out. I work in insurance, and I don't know how closely you pay attention to the fucking insurance industry, but it's kind of a fucking mess right now. The place I used to work at just laid off like 2,000 fucking people. So like everybody's fucking on edge. Like, holy shit. That big place just laid off people. Like, am I going to be fucking safe in my fucking vastly smaller place? I don't know. Worried about that shit. I love decorations, any time of year, really, but Christmas decorations, like, I'm all about the fucking Christmas decorations. Look at my fucking tree the other day. The lights on the fucking top just went out. There's still 5 days till fucking Christmas. I leave it up fucking, you know, at least into the first week of fucking January. I can't get by with no lights on the goddamn top of the fucking tree. I'm fucking panicking here. I gotta go out and buy new fucking lights. I bought new lights and they fucking twinkle and shit. I can't have the fucking twinkling shit on the top, not on the bottom. Like, and I just stop. I'm like, dude, why the fuck do things fucking suck right now? And you know what I thought about? I thought about this shit that I see all the fucking time. It's in my fucking face all the fucking time. It's always been in my face. You see it in the fucking workplace. Maybe your parents do it. School, teachers, friends. You see it on these stupid fucking shirts where people be like, oh, fucking good vibes only, baby. Good vibes only. Keep that negative shit out of here. Fuck you, motherfucker. That is fucking toxic positivity. Get your fucking toxic positivity shit away from me. Get out of my fucking face. I'm not gonna fucking, like, put a smile on my face and not acknowledge that things fucking suck. That's what toxic positivity wants you to do. I was branded negative at my old job because they asked my opinion on shit and I was like, yeah, this blows and here's why. I'm like, this motherfucker's just negative. You gotta be more positive. You gotta be more positive. Put a fucking douchebag smile on your fucking face and just pretend that things don't blow. I'm not gonna fucking do that. Either you don't ask me questions that you might not like the answer to, or I'm gonna be fucking honest. There's a fucking difference between being a negative, morose asshole that sucks the life out of the room that nobody wants to fucking be around and at least having the ability to acknowledge that things fucking blow. Me telling you that things suck right now isn't me being negative. It's me just telling you that, hey, things fucking suck right now. You can acknowledge that things suck. It doesn't mean you're fucking negative. It just means you got a fucking set of eyes and you're fucking rational. Good vibes only. Fuck off. Fuck off with your fucking good vibes only shit. If you fucking walk around with a fucking mentality like that, you're never actually fucking dealing with anything. You're not dealing with problems. You're not validating the feelings and the thoughts of the people who bring you that shit. It denies people authentic fucking support. Somebody loses their job, like, hey man, just look at the bright side. Motherfucker, what bright side? What bright side? Tell me what fucking bright side. Sometimes they're not a fucking bright side. There's no fucking bright side to Finley not being here. Because, like, if you want to be an asshole, you could be like, hey, you're spending less money on cat shit. And I would say, fuck you. I would gladly spend money on insulin and fucking medicine and shit if it meant that I could have my fucking boys back. So eat shit. Everything happens for a reason is another fucking example of that. Oh, it does, you motherfucker. Sometimes, like, people in a position of power will tell you that, like, you're my old boss. Oh, you gotta be more positive. Oh, it's easy to be positive when you're making fucking 150 grand a year, right? Isn't it? You make 150 grand a year, you don't have to do shit. You just walk around having fucking meetings all day. Dude, I have a fucking smile on my face. I'd be positive about that shit. But I ain't making that money, am I? I live by myself. I gotta deal with fucking rent and shit. Like, you don't have any fucking concerns. So suck my balls. Telling me that happiness is a fucking choice or whatever the fuck. And any of that shit, I want you to ball it up and shove it up your fucking ass. I don't need to be shamed because I'm fucking angry about stuff. And I recognize that it sucks. I don't need to feel fucking guilty about it, which is all shit that toxic positivity fucking creates. And nobody fucking grows with that shit. Nobody grows. Your fucking job ain't gonna fucking grow if they don't listen to any valid criticism. You as a person aren't gonna grow if you don't listen to any fucking valid criticism. I just want to light shit on fire right now. If my life was a fucking abandoned building, my ass would be arrested for fucking arson. And I fucking resent anybody that tells me to fucking be positive. Look, I'm okay. Like, I am relatively happy. Like, I'm getting by. I'm still enjoying certain things. But that doesn't mean a lot of shit in my world isn't fucking on fire. I'm not gonna be the fucking meme of the dog sitting at the fucking bar or whatever the fuck it is when everything's on fire, when he's just telling himself that everything's fucking fine. Everything's not fine. And it's cool to acknowledge that everything's not fine. It's the only way you're gonna get better. I gotta fucking cool down. I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I guess we'll attempt it. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Pandora and any fucking podcasting site you please. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every fucking episode is there. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. I am on Instagram at maybe the number 5 minutes. And this shit's going to be in my Facebook timeline. You can catch my sweet ass there.